You listen to Morning Ireland at just after 7:15. The Turkish Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan had agreed yesterday to meet some of the protest organisers who have been involved in demonstrations in the city centre in Taksim Square for the past week on Wednesday. This is tomorrow. But any idea that that would mean that the authorities would hold off was obviously incorrect, as has been shown by events in Istanbul in the last couple of hours. We're joined from Istanbul by journalist David O'Byrne. David, what exactly have the authorities done in Taksim Square?
Well, it seems that the police have moved into the square. They've broken down the barricades which had been erected around the square by some of the protest groups, and they've dispersed the protesters who were camped around the Ataturk monument, which is in the middle of the square. And they're removing the huge placards that had been, they've removed all the placards that had been erected around the monument. And they're removing those which have been hung from buildings around the square. But it seems that they've left the original protesters, the ones who were in the park to the north side, it seems they've left those alone.
So is it clear yet to what extent this protest is going to continue?
I'm about 600 or 700 metres away from the square, but I can't actually see anything from where I am. But what's been announced by the Istanbul governor, it seems that they're going to allow the protesters who are in the Gezi Park itself to remain. But they're forcing the other protest groups, the ones who've taken over large areas of the square and areas around the square, which includes a lot of marginal left-wing groups, they're forcing those out of the square. And the police are moving back in there. I'm just watching some footage of there are clashes between police and protesters going on in some parts of the square at the moment. Not in the park itself, but on the fringes of the square. And some of the protesters seem to be throwing Molotov cocktails, which does tend to confirm some of the allegations made about them.
How many hours ago did this operation start?
It seems to have been about 2 hours ago.
And any idea yet whether anyone's been hurt?
No, I haven't seen any reports yet about injuries, or it would seem inevitable.
How would you put in context this police operation to remove a large number of the demonstrators, put beside the Prime Minister's willingness to meet some of the protest leaders tomorrow?
Well, that's a good question. The announcement yesterday evening that the Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan was prepared to meet with some of the protesters surprised everybody. It went against everything that he'd been saying for the previous 10 days. I mean, he'd been particularly bellicose and aggressive in his criticism of the protesters and his denials of everything that they claimed that he was planning to do, i.e. to destroy the park and rebuild a 19th century Ottoman barracks. His announcement that he was prepared to meet with them came as something of a surprise. And I have to say, now it looks as if this was some sort of trick designed for the protesters to lower their guard. How it will sit with the wider Istanbul or wider Turkish population, I don't know. The initial protest started, nearly 2 weeks ago, with a very small group of people occupying a very small park area to the north of Taksim. And it was the violence shown against them by the police in their removal that caused several hundred thousand people to march on Taksim Square the following Saturday. What will happen now, I really don't know. I'm sure that there's going to be some kind of response from people in Istanbul.
Well, David O'Byrne in Istanbul, thank you very much for taking our call. 7:19.